Hey there.
Hi, everybody.
Wow.
How are you?
So a different invasion I'm facing today.
That's true. What do you mean? I'm Donovan.
Huh? No, you're not.
Well, he's been gone for a while. Perhaps
what gave it away?
The mustache?
Yeah.
You have a Van Dyke.
What does that mean?
The beard too.
Oh.
Oh, wait a second, dude. You do have a Hitler going on. What are you doing?
What? It's a chaplain.
Nine.
Yeah. Can you not?
Has
do
this
that
been
anymore?
A gag that you've been doing on the air? No, it's not a Hitler.
Dude, Monty, you have got a very 1935 to 1945 look to you.
This is like art school Hitler, not late in life.
It's not art school Hitler.
This is back when
he did have a more full one, though, in his art school.
DEI training Hitler.
Van Dyke.
Do you think that a person could get away with wearing that mustache today? At a workplace, let's say at a business.
I think it depends on where you work.
Oh, well, I'm just talking about like any generic corporation. And you use the excuse of it's a chaplain.
I think
workplace make you change your mustache?
The problem is the more you dig your heels in, like really wanting it, that's going to make you look worse.
Yeah. But I mean, you're saying, you know, no, I mean, I'm not married to this style of mustache. It's the principle of you as a company telling me what I can do with my
That's
body.
Very interesting because you. What if it's a younger person?
Uh-huh.
You can't assume their World War II knowledge is on point,
right?
Like, I don't understand the problem. Like, I'm a huge and if you could name like four or five Chaplin movies,
yeah, like, I would think. Well, Chaplin predates World War II, so
yeah, but maybe you never got into studying.
Maybe you dropped out of school in the eighth grade and never got to.
And you learned the chaplain, but you didn't learn Hitler.
Right then, yeah, you dropped out. You just don't know. I mean, people, I think, have co-opted his haircut. Like, that's a very popular haircut, the kind of haircut that Hitler had.
You mean the one that you have right now?
No.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm
with
not
you,
going two for
something
two.
Something happening over there.
I picked one, and I went facial hair.
You couldn't go full Hitler.
But, yeah, people do the haircut all the time. I think it would just be odd if, like, as a company, they have to acknowledge that we think your hairstyle or your facial hairstyle is mimicking one particular person.
I mean, like in our handbook, like once a year we have to go and acknowledge that we've read it or whatever. I don't recall
and
there
they have
being
the pictures of mustaches that are not available to us.
There's nothing like that. So I guess technically you could do it here.
Yeah, but why?
And force their hand. I mean,
why would you want to do that? I guess if you just thought it was a good look and weren't aware of the past. But maybe no one would think that's a good look. How anyone ever thought that was a good look?
No one, you're correct.
There's only three people that I've ever, well, four people.
Who else wore it?
Well, there was
the Hardys, the Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah. Oliver Hardy.
It was usually people,
and,
again, before.
Yeah, so
Charlie Chaplin,
and 30s, it was
and then
a big
the
deal.
Austrian artist.
Yeah.
The Austrian the artist tour. Formerly known as
Hitler.
And then Michael Jordan. He wore it for a while.
Didn't John McKay have one like that?
See, he's Michael
no,
Jordan
he
now.
Did not.
Or he had the pencil.
Yes.
The pencil thing. Okay.
Yes.
I get those confused. Well, you know what? To tell you how much I don't like him, tomorrow I will shave only down the middle and just have the two sides.
Ah, the reverse.
And then people are like, yeah, that dude's
smart.
Really, really woke.
Yeah, look how against him he is.
What kind of mustache is that?
Libs.
Called?
Isn't that the old...
It's called the Allied mustache.
I call it the Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
The Roosevelt Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
Stalin.
What?
I guess technically you'd have to include Stalin.
Yeah.
Don't worry about his war atrocities.
Now, Stalin did have a nice mustache.
What did he have, like a biker handlebar?
It was kind of a... I don't know if they called it this back then, but it would be the Fred Goldman mustache.
Yeah, that is nice. You're right.
Hey, Twitter world.
So maybe Fred Goldman modeled his after Stalin.
I think it's the other way around.
And that's where OJ got upset.
I think it was Stalin. You know, I'm growing the Fred Goldman, you know. I mean, God bless him for why he's in the news, but seeing him in the news all the time gives me idea for a mustache.
How do you make it bushier?
You just tell her, don't get the Brazilian wax.
Yeah, you put the weed whacker away.
Boy, that like, was, is that genetic to grow like a big bushy mustache?
I don't know, because I have terrible facial hair. Like, this is about, all I get.
If I grow mine more, I just look like a Confederate soldier. Like some.
Why not a Union soldier?
Yeah, oh, that's a good point.
They didn't
why
have,
did you choose
they didn't have
that side
specific facial hairs. It was kind
of
just
it was the style of the day.
Of the time, yeah.
That's fair. I guess in my mind, I just thought they just looked poorer.
With my mustache, like I really would pick up what Robert E. Lee was putting down.
Their uniforms were thrown together and not as nice as the Union.
You know what? Maybe that's a good point. You know, they didn't have good supplies. They were having to eat their fallen soldiers, so they couldn't shave. Whereas the Union ones were all pampered.
Yeah, I'm wanting to grow a bushy beard and mustache out.
Can you?
I tried it once and it just looked horrible.
It looks like you'd be able to.
But I see other like big guys that have these nice full beards. And I'm going, hey, that's the look I want. I want to do that look for a while.
You can go like this and just pet it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But I grow mine out and it just looks like a crazy.
Yeah.
It looks like a guy who just came out of the mountains who's ranting about something that you don't understand.
That's what I look like a psychotic homeless guy.
That would not. You know what? That would probably complete the look.
Differently housed guy.
Yes.
That would complete the look of someone whose house backs up to train tracks.
It would.
Yeah.
It very much.
In a wilderness and a river. Right. And
I've done it before.
Shallow
and it
graves.
So Unabomber. It just. Yeah. It didn't. I was told to shave.
I could even grow the hair that you guys do.
Maybe you can.
I can't. This is it. I get fat guy neck beard.
He's got to keep
and then
trying.
It's just kind of splotchy. Yeah. I can't grow like a proper beard.
What's with the neck beard, guys? Like, why? Because they could shave the neck, but they don't. Why do they just choose not to do that part of the grooming process?
Probably
because
it looks hot.
It doesn't look hot.
Makes them look great. I don't know. Usually guys that have that are probably like lazy by nature.
Uh-huh.
And don't want to have to spend every day shaving our
neck. You don't have to do it every day. You do it every third day.
Even then, though,
I could be
eating a quesadilla while I'm shaving my neck beard. I have to pick one.
Watching anime, watching some kind of...
Yeah, petting my iguana.
Now, is this all the facial hair you can grow, Monty?
This is it. That's all I got.
Wow, so it grows into a natural Van Dyke looking.
You're going to make me keep pulling it apart. You're going to see little blood spots in the middle of my...
I should take
here.
A picture of it and post it on Twitter.
Yeah, but if you keep growing it, it will cover the patches, the holes.
It won't.
Really?
No, it'll just grow.
I had to do that for a while. I had to grow my cheek hair long to cover holes in my beard.
All right, let's see here.
And now if I do
when I get up close, it does it. Well, man. I don't know. Maybe it does.
I wonder if I could try
it. Should I like point where it is?
What?
Like here?
Oh my gosh. Look at the picture I just
got. No, get rid of it.
What kind of off-air point hand was that?
Okay, I'll wash your car, Mr. Keith. Just delete it. You need me to trim some of your bushes? I can do that.
Be looking. I'll put this in my Discord at some point today.
What are the chances of that picture?
I want broadcasted on Twitter. I will narrow cast it onto Discord. So people can see Monty, who looked like he was pointing out something in the sky that was about at a 45-degree angle.
Yes,
up
with
the
all
sky.
Of his whole hand, but yet kind of flat.
As though it was ascending. Timing.
Damn. You were doing the kind point. You know, they tell you not to point, like you should do kind of the...
Yes. Don't point your finger, just point the whole hand.
Right, and you were doing that, except flat.
I am watching this, speaking of history, there's some documentary, 6-part series on... The people who ran Germany in the 30s and 40s.
I don't want to give them the
dignity of saying that their name. Yes.
Was this the second Reich?
Nazis.
It was a couple after the first Reich.
Okay.
And watching it, and it's pretty interesting because they've taken the old footage and they've colorized it and they've used AI to smooth it out and they've taken the old audio and really cleaned it up. You know, from the Nuremberg trials and things like that. It's really fascinating to watch.
So it's not sped up or it looks like they're walking real fast.
Right, right. The thing that makes me crazy, though, is, and this is very sensitive. It's very sensitive.
Indeed, yes.
But you know how that particular two Reichs after the first one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They paid attention to the aesthetics a lot, right? The uniforms were very intimidating, particularly the ones that were wearing the black leather trench coats and all that.
Yeah, you called it beautiful earlier.
Sir? So for all of that attention to the aesthetics of things, why that they would put their leader with the stupid mustache and wearing those really unflattering riding pants that he would wear.
Yeah, and the boots.
Way too high of a waist on it. That gave him a fupa. It's like, that was a horrible look and not intimidating. Why isn't he dressed like Rommel?
It did turn him into Fupa Doncic out there. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe to make him more seem like a man's man.
He doesn't look like a man's man while he's wearing those riding pants.
His whole head doesn't look like a man's man.
Right. They did make that point in this documentary. It's like all the lead evil guys in that regime, none of them fulfilled the stereotype that they were going for right. what the ideal Superman was supposed to look like.
They weren't blonde-haired, blue-eyed.
No.
Blue-eyed, chiseled jaw.
Yeah, chiseled jaw, looked really fit. None of them looked fit.
So they were pretty diverse then, you would say. It was a nice diverse.
Dang it. You caught me in our verbal maze that we have to navigate.
They didn't
here.
Appreciate affirmative action, but they partook.
Well, I guess they were body positive in some way when it came to leadership ranks.
I just can't.
Or you could say they didn't hold themselves to the same standards that they were trying to force the world into at gunpoint.
They needed to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was mainly my message to the Third Reich is do better.
And I just can't believe, despite the things that he did, crimes against humanity, that you would still body shame anybody. Like, that just seems wrong.
I shouldn't be doing that. I should live to a higher standard than
right.
they did.
You should have tried to connect with him on a personal level and not focus on...
It's a fascinating documentary, and the fact that these... God, they were so evil. Oh, my gosh. Just watching the stuff that they did was so evil.
Like not returning their shopping cards.
It's worse than that. Should watch it. You should watch it. It's on Netflix. 6-part series.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's very good.
I mean, if you're going to have the mustache, at least learn some of the history.
It just clicked. Why I can't wear this?
Yeah, you can't wear that.
It's episode 5. And finally.
Let's stop talking about that. What do we really want to talk about today?
I mean, I kind of shaved just so we'd have something
I want to talk about your beautiful head of hair. You have a nice head of hair, Monty.
Thank you.